Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today is August the 6th, which means Father's Day is coming soon in Taiwan, as it's nearly 8-8 or 8-8.
没错，八八节快要到了。When's Father's Day in the UK?
It is the third Sunday in June, so this year...It was June the 17th.
Did you send your father anything special?
He was here.
Ooh!
My family visited Taiwan in June. On the 17th, we went to some dragon boat races, as it was the dragon boat holiday weekend.
Oh, 端午节, that's a cool thing to do.
What about you? Have you got your dad anything nice?
Actually, I can't think of anything nice to get him.
Well, you're in luck.In today's article, we're going to talk about some funny Father's Day gifts.
Are they really funny?
Well, actually, most of the jokes are what you would call cold jokes.
冷笑话.
English speakers often call bad jokes like this dad jokes because many dads seem to love telling cold jokes like this. Let's find out what this is all about by reading through the article.
Put a smile on Dad's face with these perfect presents.
Father's Day is almost here. Here are some special gifts for dads. Do you understand the meaning of these gifts? Take this pop quiz to find out. Number 1. Cookies. You're a smart cookie, Dad. A. Dad, you are clever. B.Dad, I love your cooking. C. Dad, thanks for providing food for our family. The answer is A. We use the word cookie to mean person, so a smart cookie is clever. Number 2. Popcorn. For the best pop in the world. A. Dad is great at making popcorn. B. Dad is great at singing pop songs. C.Dad is great at being a father. The answer is C. Pop is another word for dad, so this is a word joke.
Word power!
Gift. Gift. My family gave me lots of gifts on my birthday.My family gave me lots of gifts on my birthday. Understand, 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 understood, understood. The teacher said, raise your hand if you don't understand. The teacher said, raise your hand if you don't understand.Find out, find out, find, found, found. Sharon used the internet to find out more about the restaurant. Sharon used the internet to find out more about the restaurant. Clever, clever.Billy is a clever student. He learns new things very quickly. Billy is a clever student. He learns new things very quickly.
We should start off by making sure that all of you guys look at the picture in our magazine. It shows some different gift ideas, and this will help you as we talk through the article.
没错，同学们记得翻开杂志，一起看里面的图片哦。So, let's get started.
We introduce things by saying, Father's Day is almost here. Here are some special gifts for dads. We use the phrase here are to introduce something that we're about to see or meet.
Here are some special gifts for dads. 这个是以地方副词 here 为首的倒装句。原句也就是直述句是什么呢? Some special gifts for dads are here. 那为什么要倒装?其实是要加强语气,强调给爸爸的礼物。 特别的就在这边。Here are the special gifts.
Now in that sentence, we also saw the word gift, G-I-F-T, gift, which is pretty important for this article. As such, we've made it our first word power word for the day.A gift is something that you give someone, for example, to thank them, because you like them, or because it's a special occasion. For example, my family gave me lots of gifts on my birthday. My family gave me lots of gifts on my birthday.
Gift 就是礼物啦。那我们的例句说啊，我的家人呢，在我生日的时候给我很多的礼物。So, what are these special gifts?
Well, as we said in our introduction, some of these gifts have a kind of joke meaning. Because of this, we ask, do you understand the meaning of these gifts? Now, we have another word power word in that last sentence, and it's the verb understand.U-N-D-E-R-S-T-A-N-D, understand. Now, when we use understand, the PP and past tense are understand, understood, understood. And to understand means to know the meaning of something that someone says or something that you read, just kind of know what's the meaning of what's going on. Here's an example. The teacher said, raise your hand if you don't understand.The teacher said, raise your hand if you don't understand.
Understand 是理解的这个动作。那它的三态呢，其实同学们可以看到后半段，它是其实就是 stand, stood, stood 这三态的变化。那合在一起就是 understand, understood, understood。那老师说啊，不懂的话请举手。那另外还有一个形容词补充给同学哦，是 understanding。这个形容词代表的是善解人意的。那回到文章，文章在这边说到，你了解这些礼物的意义吗？ But what if we don't understand the jokes or the meanings?
Well, our article will help out there. It says, take this pop quiz to find out. We have a few things to look at here. First is the use of an imperative sentence. These start with the verb, so...Take this test to find out. That's an imperative. You've got the verb take. We could also say, watch out for the car. Or, be quiet when the teacher is talking.
这些都是祈使句，也就是以原形动词开头，用来命令或请求对方做某件事情。那文章要我们做什么呢？他要我们 take the pop quiz， 考考看这个随堂突击小测验，来看看呢，我们到底知不知道这些礼物的意义。
We also said that our article is a pop quiz. A pop quiz is a quick, often fun quiz that a teacher gives in a class. The grade doesn't matter, and the students have no time to really prepare. It's just to see how much you know.
没错 ,pop quiz, 随堂突击小测验,顾名思义就是不让学生准备,直接在课堂上所做的小考。
Now, in the article, the phrase...Pop quiz is also a bit of a joke. Pop is another name for dad, so pop quiz could mean dad quiz.
哦，原来是 pop, 它是 dad, 爸爸的意思。所以 pop quiz 就是 dad quiz, 爸爸小考试。That's a really cold joke. Please wait while I get a warm jacket.
Well, anyway, while you do that, I'll explain another word power word, or in fact, two words, as this one is a phrasal verb. It's find out, F-I-N-D, find, O-U-T, out, find out, and here's what it means. So the verb form is find, found, found, and to find out something, or if you found out something,This means you get information about something because you want to know more about it, or to learn a fact or a piece of information for the first time. Now, where do we go these days to find out stuff? The internet, Google or Yahoo. For example, Sharon used the internet to find out more about the restaurant. Sharon used the internet to find out more about the restaurant.
Find out, 它是一个动词片语代表查明、找出。那 find 的三态 find, found, found. 例句说啊 ,Sharon 用网络查找更多有关这间餐厅的资讯。So, can we get to the gifts yet? I need some ideas and quickly.
Very well. The first pop quiz question, which goes with one picture in the poster in our article, is cookies. You're a smart cookie, Dad.And you can see that quote in the poster, too.
So what does this mean? 绝对不是在说爸爸是一块饼干吧?
Our article gives three choices. We have A, Dad, you are clever. Is that the meaning? Dad, you're clever. Now let's explain that by looking at our next word power word, which is the adjective clever, C-L-E-V-E-R, clever. Let's take a look at it.Clever means able to learn and understand things quickly. As in this sentence, Billy is a clever student. He learns new things very quickly. Billy is a clever student. He learns new things very quickly.
Clever 这个形容词是聪明的、机灵的。Billy 是一个聪明的学生，他学新东西学得很快。那我们的答案难道会是 A? 爸爸，你是聪明的?What about the other answers?
They are B, Dad, I love your cooking. Now here the word cooking is a gerund, which is when we add ing to a verb and use it like a noun. Some other examples are things like I like camping, so there camping is a gerund, or running is great exercise, running is a gerund.
没错，当我们把动词加上 ing 之后呢，变成一个动名词，动名词可以当作名词来使用哦。那我们的答案会是 B 这个答案吗？爸，我爱你的厨艺，也就是在说爸爸做菜做得很好吃。What about the last choice?
Well, the last one is answer C. Dad, thanks for providing food for our family.If you provide something for someone, you make sure that person has that thing, as much of it as they need, and whenever they need it. When you're a little kid, your parents provide home, food, and lots of love and support for you.
Provide 这个动词呢是提供 To provide something for somebody 代表的是提供某人某物那我们也可以说啊 To provide somebody with something 所以呢代换回文章我们可以说 Dad provides our family with food 所以答案会是 C 爸爸谢谢你提供食物给我们一家人 So what's the answer to the question?
It's answer AWe use the word cookie to mean person. It's kind of a cute way. So a smart cookie is clever.
Oh, 原来 you are a smart cookie 是在说一个人很聪明。Okay, what about the next gift?
Well, we can see from the poster in the magazine that the gift is popcorn, and the quote is popcorn for the best pop in the world.
What does that mean?
Well, let's see if you can remember from our earlier conversation, but we've got the answers as usual. Is it A, Dad is great at making popcorn?
A, 爸爸很会爆爆米花? Or is it B, Dad is great at singing pop songs?
Pop music is popular music, the kind that's often on the radio by artists like Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. So, pop songs...are popular songs.
Oh, pop songs, 流行音乐。B 选项在说的是爸爸很会唱流行歌。And what's answer C?
It's C, Dad is great at being a father.
爸爸是个称职的好爸爸。会是这个答案吗? And what's the right answer? I think I know. It's the same as the pop quiz quote joke much earlier in the article.
You're right.It's answer C. Pop is another word for dad, so this is a word joke.
所以 pop 又是等于 dad. The best pop 就是 the best dad.
Yeah.
It's such a cold joke. I'm glad I have my warm jacket. And we've actually come to the end of the first part of the article. So let's warm up by going to today's magic box.
找亮点。
Hello, everyone.
everyone, it's Emily. 今天我们要来聊聊一个字的用法，是哪一个字呢？就是 provide, P-R-O-V-I-D-E, 提供、供应、供给的意思。那其实它最简单的用法呢，就是当作及物动词，也就是 provide 后面直接加上所要提供的东西。像是什么呢？ The internet can provide information about this high school. The internet can provide information about this high school. 网络上呢，可以提供对于这间高中的相关资讯。以后大家如果要选择高中的时候呢，网络上可以找到很多资讯。那 provide 当然呢也有比较复杂的用法，像是如果你要表示网络可以向你 you 提供对于这间高中的相关资讯的时候呢，该把 you 摆在哪里呢？我们有两种句型可以使用，分别是 provide somebody with something 提供某一个人某物，以及 provide something for somebody提供某物给某人。所以用第一个句型 provide somebody with something, provide 人 with 某物，就可以这么说啦。 The internet can provide you with information about this high school. The internet can provide you with information about this high school. 那第二个句型呢， provide something for somebody, provide 某物 for 某人，你就可以说 The internet can provide information about this high school for you. The internet can provide information about this high school for you. Provide 用字最难的部分你已经学会啦。那最后呢，再教给大家一个常用的用法， provide for somebody。 你说这不就是为某人提供东西的意思吗？某种程度上来说是，但是呢 provide 加上介系词 for 两个字是不能分开的哦。用以下这一句话来猜猜 provide for somebody 是什么意思吧。 The single mother works very hard to provide for her children. The single mother works very hard to provide for her children. 有猜到了吗？没错，其实 provide for somebody 有赚钱抚养供养某人的意思。好啦，验收的时间到咯，你会怎么用以上的几种句型表达以下这一句中文呢？这家饭店提供早餐给他们的访客。 The answer is The hotel provides breakfast for its guests. Or The hotel provides its guests with breakfast. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
I'm not sure if I'm going to like this, but I want to find out more about dad jokes.
Well, you've come to the right place. Here's one. Why did the farmer give the pony a glass of water? Because he was a little horse!
I don't understand it.
Okay, well, if someone has a sore throat and they need a glass of water, we say their voice is hoarse. This is spelled a bit differently, H-O-A-R-S-E, hoarse. So we can also say they are hoarse. So if someone is a little hoarse, they have a sore throat and need water, but a little hoarse is also a pony. So it has two meanings.
Oh, so it's 在玩谐音啊。Horse, H-O-R-S-E, 是马。不过呢 horse, H-O-A-R-S-E, 是沙哑。Well, I guess that's kind of clever, but when you explain it, it's even less funny.
That is true. I could tell you a load more cold jokes, but I get the feeling that you don't really want to hear them. Okay, but anyway, that is all we have time for today. We'll be back tomorrow to introduce some more Father's Day gifts and more cold jokes.
I'll bring my warmest jacket with me. See you all tomorrow.
Bye.
What a smile on Dad's face with these perfect presents.
Father's Day is almost here. Here are some special gifts for dads. Do you understand the meaning of these gifts? Take this pop quiz to find out. Number 1. Cookies. You're a smart cookie, Dad. A. Dad, you are clever. B. Dad, I love your cooking. C. Dad, thanks for providing food for our family. The answer is A. We use the word cookie to mean person, so a smart cookie is clever. Number 2. Popcorn. For the best pop in the world. A. Dad is great at making popcorn. B. Dad is great at singing pop songs. C. Dad is great at being a father. The answer is C. Pop is another word for dad, so this is a word joke.
Gift. Gift. My family gave me lots of gifts on my birthday. My family gave me lots of gifts on my birthday. Understand. Understand. Understand, understood, understood. The teacher said, raise your hand if you don't understand. The teacher said, raise your hand if you don't understand. Find out, find out. Find, found, found. Sharon used the internet to find out more about the restaurant. Sharon used the internet to find out more about the restaurant. Clever, clever. Billy is a clever student. He learns new things very quickly. Billy is a clever student. He learns new things very quickly.